Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Yeah, I still got this stupid cough. Sorry, we'll try to keep the mucus to a minimum. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so before we begin, I just have to say a couple things about last night's GOP primary presidential debate. I think we're trying to do something that's hundreds of years old in a tech-savvy world, and the debate is really falling on deaf ears. And I'm a big fan of primaries because I think it is a survival of the fittest. I think it gives voters a chance to see what each party really cares about, gets an opportunity to meet the candidates. But the way we're doing the debates, especially now in 2023, is a cluster and a half. And I think yesterday's debate, I'm hearing from polls that the winner was Donald Trump, and he wasn't even there. I heard DeSantis did really well. I watched it. You know, I thought the candidates did okay, but I thought the format was horrible. And I think it was very frustrating to watch. And luckily, I had Candy Crush in the background that I could play. Thank you guys for sending me Candy Crush Lives. Appreciate it, because I was running out. But the problem we have here is, the debates originally, if you remember, I mean, it was before my time, but one of the first presidential debates was the Richard Nixon-JFK debate. And the reason why that was just so earth-shattering is it gave people a chance the very first time to actually see who the candidates were and what they look like. Okay, well, we kind of don't need that because everybody knows what the candidates look like. They have access to social media. Then it was those two. Now, it was the presidential debate between the Democratic nominee and the Republican nominee. So those two-person debates we still have to have in terms of the, all right, here's a question, both of you answer it. With these primary debates, everybody was talking. They were talking over each other. Everybody didn't get a chance to talk. You had to basically wiggle yourself in to the conversation. Mike Pence made some funnies. He made, I think, three jokes. Mike Pence doesn't have to make jokes, but everybody's trying to one-up each other to get the attention because there's just too many people on the stage. Now, I get that's what a primary is. You have many people vying for that nominee, but then you have to have a different format. So questions would be asked, and you couldn't hear what Governor Burgum thought or what DeSantis thought or Vivek Ramaswamy or Nikki Haley or Chris Christie or Tim Scott. You couldn't get you DeSantis, if I didn't mention him. You couldn't get their opinion on every single question because not everybody had a chance. I don't think it was equal in terms of everybody getting a chance to speak. And it was just a cluster. It was a poop show. And so what they really need to do with primaries, and it has to be live because you don't want, you know, these sound bites where people over and over again, you know, get the right angle and say the right thing. But what it has to be is, here's a question. How do you feel about gun violence and gun control? Go. You have Nikki Haley's 30 seconds. You have Chris Christie's 30 seconds. Doug Burgum's 30 seconds. DeSantis, 30, you, boom. All right. Now, how do you guys feel about abortion or Roe v. Wade? There you go. What should we do with the border? Boom. What should we do with the... And then everybody gets to see what they all think. And also, the problem is when you have too many, you kind of forget the question. You know, like when they do opening statements and closing statements, by the time you get to the seventh or eighth, it's just too much. And maybe they have to do smaller debates. Maybe you have to have DeSantis and Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley and Chris Christie or something like that. But right now, it was people kind of shouting over each other. I don't think we got a lot out of it. And the big problem we have is people don't watch TV anymore. when you saw that during the first presidential debate, Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson got more views than the debate, people aren't watching TV. So you need something that you could duplicate, not a two-hour debate. I think one of the questions was write a name on the card on who should drop out. Nobody really cares who Ron DeSantis thinks needs to drop out. They want to know what he is going to do with the economy. I mean, now they want to know if they would support Trump, if Trump ends up being the nominee, and what role they would want in his administration. That might be an applicable question. But the problem we have right now is we had a lot of good candidates. We didn't really get a lot of take-home points. Nobody got a chance to speak on every single question. And I think we need to change the format of the debates. Make it short, sweet. Remember, we all have shorter attention spans now. And you could have the question, here you go, here's your 30 seconds, everybody shut the hell up. And then, when it does come time to, okay, guys, you two, argue about this. The debate works when you have two people arguing and giving their opposing sides. If you have seven people talking, it's just a word salad. And then, I don't know who was running the mic, but some people got their mic on, some didn't. So, I don't really care what the polls say, but, you know, the polls are going to go back and forth as to who had a commanding lead and who won and who did well. And one of the reasons why I think Trump is polling as well as he is he gets to say what he wants to say. It's just him. Now, it would be interesting to see how he does banter with the other candidates, but I don't think him being on stage with seven other people would have done him any good or done the other candidates any good. I mean, Nikki Haley has a lot to say. Doug Burgum has a lot to say. Chris Christie has a lot to say. DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Tim Scott. These all, you know, everybody there had, Mike Pence. They had, ideas. And now that we have social media, now that we can access things a little differently, now that we don't want to sit through 2 hours, make it short and sweet, make it to the point. And I don't know. We have, and sooner than later, get to the one-on-one. That's really what people want to hear. Even if throughout the primary, you say, okay, we're going to have a small debate between Nikki Haley and Ramaswamy, or Ron DeSantis and Mike Pence. And just and also ask questions that people care about. Right? Short and sweet. What's going on with the border? What's going on with the economy? What's going on with schools? What's going on with health care? And what would you do? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, my producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of dads struggle to be close with their sons. Now today is National Sons Day. Now I'm a mom. And I don't really mean to stereotype. I don't want to stereotype. Everybody's different. But there are some trends. And moms and their daughters, little different relationship than moms and their sons. So today's National Sons Day. So it's like, oh, my little baby tushies, my little fishy tushies. I love my little boys. I get to change the diaper. You guys are my babies. Oh, I love you. I can just eat. Okay. Dads might have a different relationship with their boys. Now, son, don't screw up. And me, my boys could do no wrong. Right? If either of them robbed a bank, I'd blame the bank. Right? They're my baby boys or my baby tushies. I made them. Their pinkies are extensions off my pinkies. They're my little pseudopods. As far as I'm concerned, they're my little progeny. They're my baby tushies. They could do no wrong. I don't have a daughter. And I probably should have spoken about this on National Daughters Day. But most of my friends are guys. So I see the issues guys have with their sons. I don't have a lot of friends with daughters, except, you know, the ones that I do, they go, oh, my gosh, my daughter is such a bee. Oh, man, she's turning into me. So I understand moms and daughters probably have some issues. But because it's National Sons Day, we're going to talk about the dad-son bond, how to make that better, how to improve that bond. Because boys and their dads, it's different. And maybe, and again, I don't, again, want to stereotype, but there are some trends that happen. So, even though things have been changing, there have been some, shall we say, trends of, you know, mom, if she is raising boys, babies them, nurtures them, shows them love, and it's kind of the good cop to the daddy bad cop. Dads, and if I was a dad, and if I was a dude, I'd be like, okay, guys, by the age of 4, you better know how to hunt, fish, right? Know how to wield a weapon, protect your family by age 4. Because if I'm gone, you need to protect your mom and the rest of the family. And so some men, their relationship with their sons are boot camp. It's all about you guys being ready. Now, men are alphas. So you're making, I mean, women are, can be alphas too. But here you are, you're the dad, you're the head of the family, and now you have a little dude. And this little dude wants to kind of also, you know, be, well, look, this is how I am at school, this is how I am with my friends. And dudes don't like to be superseded by other dudes. I'm sure women feel the same way too. So now you are trying to teach this little dude, and little dude is like, you know what? You're not all that. Well, you're old, okay? I know what's going on because I am living the life. And whatever your life is 1952. I'm living in 2023. So you do you, I do me. And things start to change. Also, you have the disparity between mom and dad. Kids will look at parents sometimes as equal. Well, here's mommy going, oh, my little baby, oh, you need your tushy rubbed, oh, really, oh, you need scratch, oh, I got you, baby, oh, my baby don't feel good, oh, you need cookie, I'll go get my little baby cookie, anything you need. And dad's like, put that cookie down and come and help me. So, of course, they're going to be like, you know, mom's kind of cool. Now, with me and my husband, things were a little different, okay? Things were a little different. Me, I was a little bit more of the hard ass. And I was the one, even though I do shower them with cupcake analogies and fishy tushy analogies, you know, I disciplined them more than my husband did. And I told them like it was. And I used baby talk but when they were 4 and 7 making jokes about sex, I told them exactly what it was. And I will not use euphemisms, okay? You guys are growing up. You got to be ready for the outside world. I don't want you getting STDs. So if you're going to be making stupid jokes about it, you're going to see, you know, my gynecology books, not my books. I haven't put them into therapy for years. But, you know, you're going to see what I studied in medical school. Here you go. Same thing with just, I grew up in a family where, you know, we had some tough times. So I was very, very honest about those kinds of things. So sometimes the conversations with me were a little bit more, you know, real life uncomfortable than they had with dad. So their relationship with my husband is pretty good. They're even closer to my husband than me now because they know, you know, if they come and they go, you know, I don't feel good. I'm like, okay, you know, and I'll just start going through McBurney's point, asking them, you know, if they have, you know, epididymitis, did they check their testicles for tumors? And so for me, sometimes they notice they get less lovey-dovey and they get more sort of that camaraderie, companionship, because I'm kind of pretty surgically precise with a lot of the things I talk to them about. But many of my friends and many people I see, their relationships, I ask my patients, does your dad, what's in the family? I don't talk to my dad. I don't talk to my dad. I'm trying to get a family history to know what's wrong with you. If you're at high risk for heart disease, stroke, whatever, I don't talk to my dad. Why aren't people talking to their dads? Now, could it be the discipline? Could it be dads beat their kids? And mommy didn't. Mommy might have used a spoon. Mommy might have, you know, smacked him upside the head, but daddy used a belt. So they hate daddy. You know, there could be a whole variety of reasons. Maybe dad cheated on mom. Who knows? So I hate it when I see people not sustain a relationship with somebody who is that integral to them being on this earth and growing up. And so don't let relationships with your kids fall by the wayside. One, you got to talk to them. But dudes like to be talked to like dudes. If you have an adult son, he doesn't want to be talked to like your dad. Okay? He wants man to man. Have a beer. Right? Talk to me. I'm not going to judge. Also, own up to some things. Say, look, I treated you like a kid when you were a kid. You're not a kid anymore. You're an adult. All right? Talk to me. Let them know that you're still open for advice. Kids need advice. Even adult kids need advice. They do. They may not ask for it as advice. You know, but let them know that they can always bounce them. Because if it looks like it's advice, they might not want it. Yeah. But if they just want to bounce stuff off of you and say, you know what you're doing. Yeah, I mean, if this happened to me, I would be doing this, but that's just me. You know what you're doing. Make it less like you're telling them what to do. But people want to feel autonomous. They want to be recognized. You know, one thing I've been doing with my sons is I know it sounds like all I do is baby talk them all the time, and I do a lot of that. But when my kids make a decision, you know, I talk to them like I talk to my friends, because they see how I talk to my friends. They want to know that I'm not talking to them like a kid. I'm talking to them like a friend. So when they do something and they do something adult-like or whatever, I'm like, you made a good decision on that. Yeah, I've had friends that screwed that up. You did good. What do you think I should do? Ask your kid for advice. If you really want to mend, don't patronize him or anything like that, but if you want to mend a relationship with your child, ask them for advice. I need help. You're good at this stuff. Teach me. Don't make it look patronizing. My boys love it when I ask them computer questions. Go, I don't know what I'm doing here. Can you help me? They're like, oh, damsel in distress. We got to help mom. And then they're like, you know, dad, can't we have to help mom? Right? We have to help mom. They feel like such, you know, when my husband's out of town, husband's leaving town for a little bit. Boy, the sons might be home. I'm like, you guys are the man of the house. Oh, they just love that stuff. They love it. Let them know that you think they're worthy, that they have worth. Because they keep thinking that you think they're a pain in the butt. You need to discipline them. They're not good enough. So change that around. You just simply asking for advice already starts to turn it all around. It means, one, you look at them as an equal, or you look at them as an adult. Two, you value them. Three, you're humble. And four, you're not a jerk. So, you know, I know it's not that easy. I have family members, and mending, you know, relationships with family members when sometimes they could be toxic in your life. You don't have to make up with everybody, you know, that you don't want to. But if there's a relationship that needs mending for stupid reasons, now there's some things you can do to fix that. Happy National Sons Day. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The second GOP presidential debate has come and gone. A few things clearly answered, but not much.
Following Reagan's 11th Amendment into this honor. And the answer is...
The first public hearing in House Republicans' impeachment investigation of President Biden is underway. Biden has denied the allegations. More Americans applying for unemployment, but not as many as expected. The Labor Department says initial claims for the week ending September 23rd came in at around 204,000. That's an increase of just around 3,000 from the previous week. The United Auto Workers strike could expand again tomorrow. Union President Sean Fain will make an announcement tomorrow morning on the union's next possible expansion against the big three automakers. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I would take care of somebody who had a heart attack or post-heart attack in the hospital, the shock on their face, and the look on their face when I said, you have high cholesterol, especially bad cholesterol, was something I just can't get out of my mind. Because you would think that that would be something that people would be very, very in tune to. And fascinatingly, the Harris poll found that 75% of people surveyed who have had a heart attack or stroke, right, reported having high levels of cholesterol, but more than half are not prioritizing lowering it. And so this is NASH Cholesterol Education Awareness Month, and joining us next is Dr. Eduardo Sanchez, MD, MPH, FAFP, Chief Medical Officer for Prevention for the American Heart Association, to talk to us about stroke numbers, heart numbers, and why it's so important to get our cholesterol down. Dr. Sanchez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I love that you're speaking about this because so many of us, you know, we're not in the know, and we have high, dangerous levels of cholesterol, and we're at risk for heart attack and stroke, and we don't know. What are you seeing?
Yeah, completely agree with you. We know that in the general population, one out of four persons in the United adults has elevated cholesterol. Too many of them don't know it. But as you said, here we did a Harris poll with Amgen, where among persons who've had a heart attack or stroke, who you and I might say should know that LDL cholesterol is important to have as low as is healthy, not only do they know it, but it's not a priority, and that seems to be a major disconnect, because one way to lower the likelihood of those persons who've already had a heart attack or stroke, of having a future heart attack or stroke, is to have their LDL cholesterol lowered.
So true, so true. You know, my father had a heart attack. Many of us have known people to have a heart attack. I think the numbers are is it 40 seconds somebody in the U.S. is having a heart attack? Scary.
Yep, that is correct. And the number one cause of death in the United States of America, north of 650,000 deaths a year, cardiovascular disease, and at about 160,000 deaths a year, strokes. And the thing about those two statistics is that it doesn't have to be that way. And part of this initiative is to educate all of us about the value of knowing LDL cholesterol level, and then having a conversation with doctor or healthcare team to lower LDL.
Absolutely. We know that Amgen, who has made Repatha, which is a fantastic, fantastic drug, is working with you all on the Lower Your LDL Cholesterol Now campaign. And so we really appreciate you guys. Talk to us about this campaign and how you want to get the word out.
Sure. The campaign is to say to everybody, but with a focus on persons who've already had a heart attack or stroke. And I can't imagine that anybody who's listening doesn't know somebody who's had a heart attack or stroke. So if you care about them, you might want to connect them to the following information. And that is that all adults should know what their LDL cholesterol is, should have a conversation with their physician or medical care team about how to lower that LDL cholesterol, which would have the effect of reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease in the future and of the very bad thing happening of a heart attack or stroke. The reminder for those listening that LDL cholesterol is the bad cholesterol because it causes bad stuff.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked to our listeners about LDL versus HDL, and how, LDL, we do need LDL, but when you have too much of it, it deposits, and HDL is kind of the receptor, the sanitation department to bring it back. Talk to us about the difference between LDL and HDL.
Well, I'm going to focus on the LDL cholesterol because it's the bad one. Mm-hmm. And the things that one ought to know is that LDL cholesterol is a naturally occurring substance. And just as you said, we have it in our bodies. We need some of it in our bodies. But when it's elevated, it leads to the buildup of what some call plaque. I just like to call it stuff that builds up on arteries in our bodies. And when it builds up on coronary arteries, that is the arteries that bring blood to the heart, it can reduce flow. It can completely block flow of blood to parts of the heart. That's a heart attack. And then when that phenomenon of buildup and block of blood happens in the brain, that's what leads to stroke. That's the bad news. The good news is lowering LDL can have the effect of reducing the likelihood that those bad things are going to happen. That's the message. Know your LDL, lower your LDL.
Love it. And we appreciate you doing this. It's your work is cut out for you, because now that many more people are not going into their family, your family medicine, like I am, now that many people don't go to their primary care and they're using telemedicine platforms for their kind of cut and paste medical needs. And I am a telemedicine physician. I'm grateful that it's out there. It's just there's so many people now not having their regular labs. And so what are you recommending in terms of people to knowing their LDL?
So all adults should know their current LDL, and I would say current would extend back about a year. Once you've had an LDL, however, some might need to have it checked not so frequently because their LDL is at a healthy level, but many will have an LDL that should be, again, conversed about with doctor and or doctor's team, conversation had about what needs to be done. Conversation about what needs to be done includes how often should LDL be checked while a person is doing the things that they can do to lower their LDL, which could and probably will include taking at least a medication, eating healthier, being physically active. Medications in general that lower LDL are going to more quickly protect a person from that heart attack or stroke, because it's going to help lower that LDL way, way faster and more effectively than diet, physical activity, which can take a longer time.
Love it. Dr. Sanchez, anything else you'd like to tell my listeners?
Absolutely. So for more information, listeners should go to heart.org/LDL. Heart.org/LDL. That will take them to the Lower Your LDL Cholesterol Now website, sponsored by Amgen, presented by the American Heart Association.
And big shout out to the American Heart Association, Amgen, and you, Dr. Sanchez, for all you do. Can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you.
Take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I need to also practice what I preach. You know, I had a pizza the other day, and not only was eating the pizza, probably not the best choice, but I dipped the pizza in ranch. Hey, we all have a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of our habits that we could refine, and so get more healthy vegetables in your diet, the vegetables. Eat more lean meat or lean fish, all right? But don't be eating meat all the time. Try to have a salad for lunch. You don't have to have meat with every meal. Try to avoid fatty foods. Do you need the extra cheese? Do you need the sour cream? Do you need the ranch dressing? Do you need the butter? You know, if you like having some cereal in the morning, does it have to be whole milk or can it be non-fat milk? And exercise. Get that exercise up. Some of us have bad genes. You know, and my father having a heart attack at the age of 62 means I can be behind the eight ball. Luckily, my cholesterol is good, but I really have to work at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms.
Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as a physician, one of the hardest things I have to see is somebody who's paralyzed. And when they want to move their leg, when they want to move, when they want to get up and walk and they can't, the look on their face like, why can't I do this? Even, by the way, if you do, God forbid, suffer from that, your brain doesn't comprehend it either. And so, you know how if somebody, let's say, loses a limb, you still think it's there in your brain, and you might even have phantom pain, because your brain is like, look, I'm designed for you to have this body part. I'm designed for this body part to do what it's supposed to do. So when it doesn't sit right with people. And so not only do they have the physical disability of it, but they also have then the mental anguish when the body's like, wait a second, something's not right. I don't know if you've ever seen your body act out like a two-year-old child when something is not going its way. It doesn't like it. And you've all experienced it. How many of you have had food poisoning? Or you get a GI bug? Your body decides to throw that up and poop it out, and you're living in a bathroom because the body's like, uh-uh, not on my watch. Oh, hell no. Look at what happened with COVID. Virus gets in. The body's like, what the hell is this? It tries to drown it out. It tries to spew it out. Unfortunately, sometimes when your body is trying to fight something it doesn't like, it can take you down with it. Your body's in control. It doesn't matter what you want. It's what the body wants. Right? You get a splinter in you. Like, I don't give a damn about the splinter. It's a little teeny weeny little piece of wood. Who cares? I'm going to ignore it. No way. Your body's like, oh, hell no. This sucker needs to come out. And it festers. And you get shot. If you get shot and the bullet embeds in you and the bullet doesn't come out, it walls it off. It tries to move it. If it can't expel it, it tries to separate it from the body. Your body is really, really brilliant. But it's a struggle. And you have to listen to the body. You know, we talk about diet. We talk about weight gain. We talk about exercise. A lot of times we don't listen to our body. I will actually crave vegetables sometimes. That scares me. Because I'm like, okay, you're supposed to be craving chocolate, craving a margarita, craving a steak. I will start to crave a piece of broccoli. I'm like, who am I? Because if my body wants something, it's going to ask for it. Same thing with exercise. Same thing with sex. Same thing with, yeah, I mean, when I was fertile, but I wasn't making babies, and I'm working 36-hour shifts, my body's like, you need to do something. And I'm like, I cannot have a sex drive right now. I got to get through school. I got to be thinking, my body wanted to have a baby. All right, so I'm like, honey, we have to do it. All right, I'm going to be ovulating June 4th of 1999. Let's do it. And then we had a baby, got pregnant right away. So you got to listen to your body. And listening to your body, it's difficult. You know, when people say they've heard God and God has spoken to them, I'm jealous. But at the same time, I would be kind of scared. Okay, because remember, you know, God told Abraham, you know, to sacrifice his son. You know, I always worry about God, what God would ask me to do. Because I don't want to have the answer. Oh, hell no. Pass. Now, so I'm always nervous about that. But God does speak to us. But it might not be in English, Dr. Dahlia. Yes, Lord. Please do a better talk show. How? It's not going to be like that. You know, it'll be guiding us to doing certain things. Now, friend says, hey, we're going to go out there tonight. We're going to do something. God's going to be like, no, that's not going to end up good for you. Don't do it. So then you don't want to, you know, or you're not feeling it. Or let's say your appetite is down and you really don't want to eat what's served in front of you. You get these instincts. You get this sixth sense. You got to listen to that. And so some people will call in saying, you know, I'm tired all the time. I'm tired all the time. Okay, well, sometimes being tired means your body's trying to tell you something. Is it that you're not getting enough sleep? Is it that you don't have enough nutrients? That could be God's way of telling you something. You know, what's going on here? What are you doing that's not making you feel better? You'll have parents that'll say, you know, I'm trying to get my kid's fever down. It keeps It's at 99.100, but I can't get the fever down lower than 99 and 100. I'm like, what, why are you even trying to lower a 99 or 100 fever? Okay, the body is trying to fight an infection. Right, your body's trying to tell you something, and you see it. You can see when the body is trying to tell mom, dad, grandma, grandpa to stop it with the Tylenol, because the fever keeps coming back, saying, can you get the kid to a doctor, please, or a medical provider, and get them checked out? Rather than just giving them over-the-counter medications, they got an infection. They got something going on. So I challenge you all to kind of listen to your body. Your body will tell you when something's up. If you're constipated, your body's telling you you're not drinking enough water, eating enough fiber. If you're thirsty, your body's telling you you need more water. If you're starting to get achy in the joints, your body's telling you you're not moving. If you start getting sick with alcohol, you know, nausea, it fascinates me. People will get nauseous, so they will immediately go to, I have a intestinal bug, or I have food poisoning. Give me nausea medicine. Mind you, I hate feeling nauseous, but sometimes nausea is a sign of a heart attack. Nausea is a sign of pregnancy. Nausea is a sign of infection. Nausea is a sign of COVID. Listen to your body. Now, we have some good news. There's some progress for paralyzed patients where a first implanted device that can be placed to restore arm, hand, and finger movement has been successfully deployed in a 46-year-old paralyzed man. Onward, a medical technology company in the Netherlands, and this is being reported by Fox News, has made an implanted device that allows this 46-year-old to move his arm, hands, and fingers after sustaining a paralyzing spinal cord injury. This happened nearly 2 years ago. The left side of his body almost fully paralyzed. The ARCIM implantation took place August 14th in Switzerland. And during the procedure, the electrodes were placed over his cervical spinal cord, 32 electrodes, linked to two different pacemakers. Two neurostimulators producing electricity gives impulses to the spinal cord to activate the muscles in the arms. 9 days later, a wireless brain-computer interface was implanted. They did a small craniotomy, right? So they took a bit of bone, replaced it with 64 electrodes. I know it kind of sounds a little scary, but this guy can now move his arm. This is incredible. NeuroRestore, who is an innovation and treatment center that coordinates these, worked with Onward in this study. And so, you know, we still don't know how long the results are going to be, his prognosis with this, but apparently he can reanimate the arm, hands, and fingers. And with physical therapy, it could even, they're expecting very good results with this. So we're working on it. I mean, and this isn't a brand new paralysis. This is, you know, paralysis that's lasted 2 years. That's in the books. So this is some fascinating stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.